Hey.
Hi.
Hey, Lee, how are you?
Good.
Good?
Yeah, I defended.
Is it over?
Hey.
It's over?
Well, I have to get revisions in, but other than that, over, yeah.
Way to go.
Dr. Harrell.
I've been thinking a lot about you.
Yes. That's wonderful.
Absolutely. So you sound exhausted.
Yeah, pretty much. I went away for the weekend and relaxed, and apparently I relaxed a little too much because I just really need like another week off. So I guess if I had kept going, I would have been in better shape than I am with taking a weekend off and going away and not doing anything school-related. I mean, I answered student emails, like, Sunday night because I had a homework due today. But other than that, I didn't do anything school-related. And so, yeah.
Yeah. Well, sometimes, you know, when you let down, you really realize how tired you are because the rest of the time just, you know, adrenaline's keeping you going. And
yeah.
Then all of a sudden you just go, oh, my God.
Yeah,
I am really.
How I
feel. Yeah. I'm really gone. Is TJ there?
I'm here.
Oh, good. So pretty much we're all here, I think, because weren't we limited on who was going to be coming?
I don't remember if...
We're all here, though, right? Because Ellen
yeah.
is here and...
Yeah, I don't remember if Felicity or Larry were coming or not.
I have to leave at 2:45, though, because I have another... So we have a faculty meeting, but then my department chair put me on a committee that meets at the same time as the faculty meetings are, but it's in a different building.
Oh.
So remember, we moved this up so I could get to a faculty meeting if we have one, which we do, but now I have to be in a different building instead. So, sorry.
That's okay.
Sorry.
No problem. That works for me.
Tell me not on Friday.
Hey, let me give a report then, since we're all here.
Okay.
I didn't do what I was supposed to do, so.
That's okay. I don't remember what we were doing.
Well, I'm supposed to be working on that IRB thing, and I just got to tell you, I just had enough things going on that it's still on my list, but I haven't made any progress. So. I did, however, meet somebody at a conference who said she would be willing to do the survey with her students, which have middle school licensure. And I talked to Alejandra about it, and so really I just need to get to send Alejandra the woman's name, and it's a smaller school, so I don't think they even have an IRB. Which would be very wonderful. So hopefully we could get some from her, and maybe, I mean, I'm really not going to promise that I'll get this done. I'll try, but I don't know if I will. I just have to be honest.
Yeah, that's good. I have a little report. I sent off the surveys for Sam Houston.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good.
And to my colleague, and I made it all very formal, Dr. Jones, and I, you know, wrote a little description of what is it that I wanted, and I made 30 copies, and I even used that date of stamp,
mm-hmm.
but without the date, just to label them 1 through 30.
Mm-hmm. Good.
And then I said, if you need more, feel free to make copies. But please send them all back. If you don't apply all of them, you know, send those back too.
Great.
Just to make it very formal. And then they just had a conference there in San Houston, which they organized. And it's very much like what U.S. COTS is doing with us. They're trying to form collaborative research projects among all the MAFIT faculty in Texas.
Oh.
And this is called MERIT, Math Education Research something. Anyways, it has a cute acronym, MERIT. And this is the third time we meet. I started 3 years ago. Last year I couldn't go. But this year I almost didn't go. But then I said, I just asked them to do this for me. I better go. And so I went, and of course Dusty see me and said, oh, I got your package. And by the way, you guys, because they're all there, the faculty members, said, Alejandra's doing this, so I'm going to be asking you to see if you can do the rest. So it seems like we're going to get more than 30.
Oh, good.
Because one lady was saying, oh, yes, I have 19, and the other one said, oh, yes, I have so many, blah, 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 blah. And
great.
So it was a good thing I actually drove by myself to Huntsville.
Mm-hmm.
This is like in the movie thing, okay? I don't know if you've seen that movie about a professor that gets killed. Anyways.
Oh, yes, uh-huh.
Protesting. Oh, it's reminding me of that. Beautiful driving, but a little scary. Anyways. And then, besides doing a little bit of follow-up on that, I realized when I was there that we were about, oh, I don't know, 15 or so teacher educators all sitting in the same room from all over Texas. And this is like small schools in Texas, even private, you know, Christian and all different kinds, small,
yeah.
Big. And one of the things that they were talking about is to collaborate on measures of self-efficacy in mathematics. Because a lot of these people do quality grants, which is a Texas grant.
Mm. Okay.
And they have to do measures of some kind. And one popular measure is, of course, the self-efficacy, because it's just, you know, you can measure that pre, post. But they're trying to move they're thinking, well, we have all these teachers in service, pre-service, that we can survey. Why don't we do a better job on the self-efficacy, like linking it to something else,
mm-hmm.
Or getting a bigger pool among all of us? And so I signed up for that group, and then they asked me, why are you interested? And I said, well, you know, we're doing this measure of self-efficacy for statistics, and we're not ready to use it as the way the mathematics is, but we
mm-hmm.
will be. We're in the midst of validating that. And so I'm thinking, I said, so in the future I see that we can link the mathematics self-efficacy with the statistics self-efficacy and do something there.
Yeah.
And so I'm thinking, I'm just getting to know people so that, and then they say, yes, and the first thing we need to do is to get our IRB all ready and set to go. So can you imagine having like 12 institutions in Texas all with IRB ready to go? So, and also, I was thinking that if we don't make that 200 that we need for the validation, I can always ask some, I don't know them very well, that's why I didn't ask them right there.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm sure we're going to meet like again in January. And I'm getting to know them better, and at some point I can just send somebody an email and say, would you gather this data for me, just the way I did it with the other colleagues.
Yeah.
And so I think it was worthwhile going to this thing.
Absolutely.
It sounds like it. Sounds great.
Absolutely.
And then, of course, I need to do my job here at Texas State. I'm just waiting maybe next week. I'm just waiting for those that are taking statistics to get a little bit more of content before I ask the faculty here to gather the data. I haven't done anything regardless of that, regarding that. So that's something that needs to be done.
Super. Super. Well, I think a good thought would be for me to go ahead and email this, you know, for my part, to go ahead and email this woman that supposedly has some people, and I'll copy Alejandra on it and kind of hook the two of you, because it's basically going to be the same type of thing. You send her
uh-huh.
surveys and she sends them back.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
So I'll
all right.
look for that. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, because now I'm remembering, Lee, I know what you were going to do for the IRB here, and it doesn't have priority over you getting your dissertation finished and on the plate and all that stuff, was your lit review for when you did the pilot.
Okay.
Yeah, just, you know, if you get that out sometime in the,
okay,
you know, when you got your other stuff done.
Okay.
If that's in the near future. I mean, how long do you have?
Well, actually, revision is supposed to be in tomorrow, but I've been giving myself so much. Well, no. The last
date, I know
people in the grad school, so the last date actually on the grad school website is November 20th. And so I'll have the revisions done into my committee tonight, and then they'll, they sign off on it. So I'm, you know, it, don't laugh. The thing that's holding me up currently right now is that, it's actually not a revision. I was waiting to write my abstracts because I'm doing the manuscript option, so I have to have an abstract for the dissertation and then an abstract for each manuscript. And I didn't write them because I wanted to wait and see if they had any major changes to the paper before I wrote the abstracts and then had to rewrite them. So I have to go back and write 3 abstracts, and so really that's the biggest thing I haven't done yet, and everything else. All the little itty-bitty things they wanted fixed, I fixed. So this actually isn't a revision. It's just something I need to do and get over. Done.
Well, that's good.
I'm even surprised you're here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're really proud of you, Lee.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah, we are. Yeah. I mean, this is a major hurdle. And I'm sure you won't even totally realize for, you know, 6 months.
Well, I was telling TJ, you know, I got up the next day and I had to come to work and teach and stuff, so I really don't feel like anything has changed.
For me, it didn't send pin until I got this paper in the mail that said I was a doctor, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I didn't believe that the grad school had done what they were supposed to do, and, you know, all the, it was awful.
Yep, it's just a big friggin' process, to say the least, and it does take a while just to realize, you know what, I don't have to work on that anymore.
Exactly.
Yeah. Do you have to, I'm just curious, because I'm sure it's changed from when I got mine, that do you submit electronically?
Yeah.
You do?
Wow.
To the dean's office, and then they format check it, and they check and make sure. They format check it. They also make sure that the page numbers are all right for your tables and your table of contents and stuff. Because we have to have a table of contents, a table of tables, and a table of figures. And they go back and they check to make sure that they're on the pages you say they are.
Right. Whoa.
Yeah.
Boy, is that nice.
So,
that's nice.
They do total format checks. So.
Oh, cool. Great. And so, like, when is graduation?
Friday, December 18th.
Friday, December 18th. Woohoo!
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Yeah, that's fabulous. Well, like I say, once you get this kind of, you feel like for sure it's gone to bed, if you could look that up and send it to me.
I can get it done this weekend.
Okay.
My class just took a vote and decided they don't want their test next week because they're all the students are in one major and they all have 4 tests next week, and so I said, fine, I'll give you a test if you want. They have to fill out an online survey for me, and I have to have at least 75% response rate, I told them, but I have to have sort of like a agreement among most of the students that it's okay to move the test, and an understanding that there's going to be time during Thanksgiving breaks that I can't check email to answer questions if they have questions when they're studying.
Mm-hmm.
So as long as they're all okay with this, then I would move it till that Tuesday. So I actually just saved myself some work this weekend because I don't have to write a test.
There you go.
Well done.
Yes. Okay. Hey, TJ, have you made any progress on your end?
No, I'm sorry. And I put into the notes that neither you nor I did our homework.
Well, neither did I.
So the progress that I have made is I'm getting more familiar with the IRB forms because I'm working on one for another project with someone else who's PI. And
okay.
So, like, as I get more familiar with them, I think it'll be more straightforward to fill them out. You know what I mean? Like,
sure.
Comfortable
yep.
with them. So I haven't done any direct homework, but I've done indirect homework.
Yeah. Yeah. Feel like you're moving in the right direction.
Yeah.
Even
yeah.
though you haven't gotten there yet. Well, that's good.
Right.
That's good.
Right. So I will. I just haven't. So, so what do we need to do with this call?
Yeah, that's what I was wondering too.
Should we schedule our next call?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are we at least all here?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't know if you guys got the email, but Felicity has no phone in her office right now and nowhere to call from. So.
Yeah, I was
going to
ask if people saw Felicity's email.
Okay, yep. I see it now. Okay.
Okay, so?
What are we looking at?
December.
December.
True. Anybody got a preference?
I can't do it on the 14th or the 18th.
Okay.
I have a final on the 9th. And a workshop thing. So the 9th is not good for me.
Mm-hmm.
That's a Wednesday, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can we look at Thursday?
The 10th?
The 10th?
Yeah.
I could do it at 2. I've got a faculty meeting at 1.
For me?
I could do 2.
2?
Mm-hmm.
Which
two
is
Easter.
1 o'clock for you, Alejandra?
Thursday is open.
Okay.
1 o'clock Thursday, December 10th?
2 o'clock Eastern.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. That sounds good.
So 1 o'clock. Excellent.
Okay, I have to look up everybody's email addresses because I have a new computer and it doesn't know them yet.
What? I
well, just reply to Felicity's
you.
Email.
Yeah. I just noticed that.
So how long is the cost? I'm going to be paying for this call, do you know?
I have a question. Do you guys use Skype at all?
Yes, I do.
What?
So, it's free.
Skype? I can't hear you.
Skype, Skype.
Oh, yeah, I do Skype.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
So it's free, right?
Yeah.
And for those of us who have video, I don't know how to do a conference call on it. Like, I've only ever talked to one person at a time. Has anybody used it for conference calling?
Yeah, I have used it like a three-way one, just like the way you do on the phone.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But I don't know if it works for more than three.
Well, I think that'd be a kind of a cool thing.
You want to try it now? Does everybody have it in their computers?
No. I don't.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, next time or in the future.
Yeah.
Go ahead and download it, Lee, whenever you have a chance, and then maybe we can try it sometime.
I think that'd be great. I think that's a good idea because next semester I'm going to be in London from January.
Oh, that's right.
February.
Why?
And March. Well, I'm going with 35 undergraduates.
Wow.
Isn't that cool?
Well, I think it's cool, but we'll find out how it goes. So Skype would really work well because that's, you know.
Yeah.
So I think we need to try it. Why don't we try it next month?
Okay.
Yeah.
Does that sound good?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Okay, I already sent an email to Jean asking her to get us set up on ReadyTalk, so we should at least have that as an option.
Right.
Okay.
Like, you know, because we'll be set up, but then if Skype is working, right, because if Skype isn't working, we should still try to talk.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So I'll go ahead and leave that set up.
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds great. So we need to send each other our Skype names.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And
Or you, it's very easy. You can search people, and it usually comes out.
Oh, really?
If you have an account, then you just put the name, and it tells you all the people with similar names in the different countries or cities, if you have put that in your profile.
Okay.
And then you can usually guess or say, oh, this got to be it. But if we have the Skype name, it's better, I guess. It goes directly. But
yeah.
But I have found lots of people by just searching them.
Okay. So are you in, is yours associated with your email? Like Alejandro, like I was going to try and, or TJ, do you have Skype?
No, you create a new account.
Well, no, but I mean, I already have a Skype account.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So I was going to search for you. I brought up Skype, and I thought, well, I'll search for Alejandro or TJ, since they already have accounts, and see if I can find you.
Right. Go ahead and do it. You
okay,
just write my name.
Okay.
Alejandra Sorto or Maria Alejandra Sorto, and I should come out.
I'm trying to figure out how you create an account.
Yeah, that's a good question.
When you download the application, if you go account, create an account.
Yay, I found you.
Yeah, you found me, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I did.
You see?
You know there is an Alejandra Sordo, though, in El Salvador. San Salvador. There
I'm
is.
Not surprised because my dad is from El Salvador.
What do you know?
Ha.
Rebecca, what's your Skype name?
You know, I'm here looking and I don't
know.
See, I bet if I look for you, oh, hey, TJ Murphy already found me.
I did.
Uh-huh, because it says TJ Murphy 7 wants to add you to her contact list.
Right.
So there you go. I said, okay. There you are, TJ.
Me.
Is it T period, J period, or T just TJ?
It's just TJ.
Uh-huh.
No period.
Okay. I'm doing you,
oh,
too.
Oh, you have a picture with Minnie Mouse.
Of course I do.
Okay, now I found somebody in Australia. I didn't get you. TJ?
I'm sorry?
Australia.
Oh, I see why. Never mind. I put in the wrong. I spelled your name wrong, believe it or not. I mixed up as I often do, I interchanged the U and the R, and so it went, don't know who that person is. Okay.
We could, would it be a good use of the next 10 or 15 minutes to see if we can figure out how to use the conference feature?
Sure.
Because we don't have any homework done anyway.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm still installing, so...
Well, but the rest of us can be figuring
right.
it out and then tell you what to do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, now I'm trying to figure out where you are, TJ, because I got a whole bunch of TJ Murphys.
Okay, so my username is TJ Murphy 7.
Yeah, just
okay.
use that one.
That'll be faster.
There you are. Yeah, because there's no identifying stuff there with you. Okay, TJ Murphys. Okay.
And how about yours, Rebecca?
I know. I think it's my email address. Could that be?
Oh.
rpierce@bsu.edu? That's what that's the top of my thing.
No, but let me look for you.
Yeah. TJ Murphy is online.
Search for people, Rebecca.
Oh, I think I might have figured it out. There's an option.
Holy cow, there are tons of Rebecca Pierce.
Exactly.
31.
For her to find you, it's easier.
Yeah. I put you on my list, so Alejandra, you should have a message in your Skype that says, hey, accept me. Oh. Okay, I'm answering.
Okay. I figured out how to do the conference call.
Hey, I can hear you through the computer.
Hey, here we are.
Wait,
all
I
of
think
us.
I did. Let me turn up my volume.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Can you guys hear?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, was that Rebecca?
Yeah, that's me.
I'm going to say something else.
Hello.
Oh, awesome. Okay, so I don't know how it looks on a, actually, I wonder if we, I don't know how it looks on a Windows machine, but on my Mac in Skype, there's a menu that says call, and under that, there's an option that says start conference call. So I clicked on that, and it opened a window. And then I just added people to the conference call. So we know how to use this, Lee, so whenever you get downloaded. Okay,
I'm picking your username because my username, the one I was going to pick, was on there already, but...
Okay, so I'm going to hang up the Skype thing. Is that okay, you guys?
Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
Oh, how cool is this?
Okay, I'm looking on a PC, and under call, I don't see... conference call.
Well, I mean, since I've been chairperson anyway, maybe we can just assume that I'll start them.
Oh,
you
great. Start conference call? Is that where you went?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Where'd you find it, Alejandra?
Under call.
Call?
Uh-huh. Is Skype file, edit, view, account, contact, and then call.
Yeah. I've just got call, video call, answer, ignore, mute microphone, hold, hang up, audio settings, video, learn about call quality.
You don't have the start conference call?
No.
Oh.
Isn't that weird?
That's weird, because that's where it is.
Well, I can check it out, but like TJ says, I could get in on, if she calls us, I can answer, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So TJ, is my name rpierce@bsu.edu?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, it's my email address is what I set up my Skype name.
Okay, and now we have Lee. So I'm going to try this again.
Okay.
Okay.
Make sure it works for all of us.
Okay, Rebecca, I just sent you a thing.
Oh. Cool.
Beeping. I don't
say no.
Hi.
Hey, Sarah.
Yeah.
You need to turn off your mom.
Turn off your mic on your computer.
I don't know how.
Okay. Because I can only hear you over the phone. Is that true for you guys too, that you can hear her over the phone?
Right, and the green thing is not showing in her thing.
I'm trying to figure out how to.
How do we do the video?
Okay.
Yes.
Awesome.
Cool.
How about that?
Yeah.
So we could hang up ReadyTalk.
Exactly.
Should we try it? Should we try it without the ReadyTalk thing and see if we can?
Sure.
Uh-huh.
All right. Hanging up.
Bye. Thank you.